The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Haas of RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And this is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
On a nice, beautiful sunny day.
Oh, beautiful day. Where was this on Saturday where it was just awful out?
I know. Like my husband's birthday and you guys are out shrimping.
Yeah.
And you got the crud.
Yeah, nasty weather. It was rough out there.
But you got the shrimp.
We got the shrimp, though.
Yeah. In fact, I had some for dinner last night.
Did you?
Yes, yeah. I did. Yeah. We shared about, we put 8 per skewer. We had 3 skewers of shrimpies.
Nice.
With our big salad last night. It was pretty fantastic.
Another one of those things that people in the outside of the Pacific Northwest just can't appreciate, probably, the annual shrimping season. These aren't just tiny little shrimp. These are prawns. They're big.
Yeah, but when you cook them, they shrink down a lot.
Well, sure. There's always shrinkage there, but so do little shrimp. So, no, these are it's beautiful. And in Puget Sound this year, the fishing season was 1 day. On Hood Canal, the fishing season was 4 days, and that's it. And on those 4 days, each of those days, you only have 4 hours. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we went with you two weeks ago where we caught our limit, which was awesome. And then I was trying not to have my feelings hurt that I wasn't invited Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
But it was good because I wanted my husband to have a guy's day, like get all, you know, macho and stuff because he never gets to do that around me.
Well, you could have come along. I thought he implied that you were busy working. So maybe that
No, I actually did end up working. I spent the whole day doing stuff for my business, but that was by choice. And then it was his birthday. So I know. And so, okay, you posted that. Was that from...
Yeah, this is
Monday?
from yesterday. Actually, I'm showing a video of we had a hitchhiker in one of the shrimp pots, which is about a, I don't know, maybe 8-10 inch diameter octopus that was in there munching on the shrimp while we were busy trying to pull them on up. So,
is there an opening that big?
Octopus can fit through.
I know
the
they can
tiniest
get through a
hole.
Tiny little thing, but.
If they can fit their beak.
If there's a way we can figure how to put that, can you post that on Twitter?
Sure. Well, maybe. Yeah. Here,
you should post that on Twitter.
Here's my phone. You do it.
No. Okay. I'll do it during a break.
We'll figure out how to do that. So
It is super cool because I saw you post that on Facebook and I was like, oh man, look what I missed on the other day.
We get those from time to time but they're just really cool animals. Of course, they can color change and do all this sort of stuff.
I know,
which
is really, really cool.
Yeah. But boy, yesterday.
I'm always fascinated by them.
Yesterday made up for a breezy, blustery Saturday, didn't it? Beautiful. And on the water. It was
I'll take your word for that because, again, I was not invited on your boat. But thank you so much for rubbing it in. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful. Maybe you could rub it in for the folks who are in the studio here with us,
right,
too.
Right.
Let them know that, sorry.
Speaking of, why don't we welcome
let's introduce our
guests
for today.
Here.
get off your stupid boat.
So we have with us today Ross Hudseth and his mom, Mary Hudseth. Welcome, if I'm pronouncing
Hudspeth.
That right. Hudspeth. Hudspeth.
Yeah, don't let this guy do it.
Right.
We've been learning that.
With Four Generals Brewing. So you're here today to talk about the brewery?
Yeah.
And all of that?
Is it actually considered a brewery or is it a tasting room?
We are an actual brewery. We have a tasting room as well, which is part of what City of Renton required us to do, which is what you want to do anyway.
Okay. We're going to get into that during our major time with you and interview.
Absolutely.
Because I want to learn more. Because I remember when I first met you, it was kind of like, you what? You can't, huh? It just didn't, it was not what I was expecting in terms of the setup. So I'm excited that you're coming in, but was a tad confused. So we're going to make sure for anyone who's preparing for you being in town that they know what's coming.
Indeed.
Good to know.
Yes.
Absolutely good to know.
Yes, absolutely. So, so we got Ross and Mary Hudspeth with us, Four Generals Brewing. But before we get to that, you got any new information about market update with rates?
Yeah, well, the big word right now, Brexit.
I'm sorry?
Brexit. That's the big word.
Brexit.
This is about Britain exiting the European Union.
And this is
what's driving mortgage rates right now. So at least for the last week or so, and especially today. So there was a poll that was out in Britain, and there still seems to be something of a majority of the residents there interested in exiting the European Union.
Oh, yeah.
They're upset with what's going on there, and afraid that all the troubles in Europe as part of being a member of the EU will pull them down right along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's about a whole 50-50 on economists whether or not they agree that that'll happen or not. But the latest poll this morning sent our bond markets into a free fall, which puts upward pressure on interest rates. By midday, it had reversed course again, and we're back to about flat for the day. The thinking is that if Britain does indeed vote to leave the European Union, that reduces the risk of the Fed increasing interest rates in one of their next meetings coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that that's going on is giving the bond market something to worry about. That's sort of what we're dealing with.
And that's one of their favorite things to do is worry.
Well, that's it. The bond markets are driven by fear. It's pretty much mm-hmm. fear of inflation or anything that can cause inflation is what's going to put upward pressure on interest rates. So the final analysis today, 30-year fixed rate conventional conforming rates, we're still hovering right around 3.75%. 30-year fixed jumbo, about the same, some possibly even a little bit lower. 15-year fixed rates around 3%, and if you want a really low payment, and you're looking for jumbo lending, any loan amount over $417,001, some of the ARM loans are sort of interesting right now. A 7/1 ARM, which is a 30-year mortgage fixed for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
jumbo, the rate today was 2.875%. So under 3% for loans, jumbo loans, up to about $3 million. So good timing with rates.
Are there mortgages larger than $3 million?
Well, sure.
And what?
Yeah.
So if those are jumbo.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Magnum? What's the name of a loan over $3 million? I want to know because, you know, like you go to Starbucks and you order,
right, there's sort of a supersized.
I guess the Trente now, which is totally ridiculous. I can't believe
how
big that
is. I didn't even hear about that 30 ounce, I would guess, if Venti is 20
ounce. Yeah, I'll just be floating down the
street. It's a wine bottle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. There you go.
I know. It's ridiculous. Okay.
Well, yeah, no.
So what do they call those?
We just call them jumbo, but they're just really, really big jumbo.
But you said jumbo up to $3 million.
Yeah, well, that's just for this particular loan program at 2.875.
I think we should start calling them magnums.
Okay, for a magnum loan today, you can get, yeah, exactly.
I want to meet the person who needs a magnum.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
And then I'll buy him a magnum wine bottle.
Yeah, we're obviously hanging out in the wrong neighborhood. Yeah, so, but they're
yourself.
Out there. They're definitely out there. Then we go all the way down to what we would in the lending refer to as a Happy Meal loan, which are the, first-time home buyer loans,
Come with nuggets.
Yeah. They come with a small fry.
As long as they're not my cat nuggets.
Yeah. But
sorry.
Not sure how we got there, but we definitely did. So with that said, speaking of that, tell us about the real estate market. What's going on there?
Well,
I'll tell you what.
It's still on fire. We had, because of the holiday, and I hope people had a fantastic holiday time. I know it was... Memorial Day is not necessarily supposed to be all these people are like, oh, happy Memorial Day. And it's like, well, it's actually supposed to be a little somber, given mm-hmm. what it's about.
Absolutely.
But lots of people do go out and have a good time. But we were having our meeting. Normally we do a Monday meeting with my team. So, mm-hmm. of course, with the holiday, we had to bump that out. And, oh, my gosh, we were just talking about all the things that are going on and thinking about what's happening. And as you know, I'm going on a trip soon,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm leaving in a couple of weeks and I'll be gone about 2.5 weeks. And so the team were discussing all the listings we have coming on,
mm-hmm.
which for us, wonderful, because I'm going to tell you, there's still a massive shortage of inventory out there.
Right.
And even all throughout the weekend, just chatting with people, we were discussing the issues that are going on and difficulties people are having.
A lot of frustration with people trying to have their offer accepted.
Yeah, frustration all over the place. And I was actually, since I was working this weekend, I was also doing a lot of reading and whatnot. And it's not just here. Like, we keep thinking that it's maybe a Seattle function, right? But Lawrence Yun, who is the NAR, or National Association of Realtors, chief economist, in the most recent magazine that came out that's for all the realtors across the nation, there's about 1.3 million realtors now. And we hit our peak in 2006 before when they broke a million for the first time ever in terms
every
of membership.
Every family had a realtor in it.
Yeah. Well, no. Hold on. I'm always going to correct you on that because there's 3 million agents nationally.
Oh, you're saying realtor with a capital R.
This is
R.
Realtor.
This is membership in
you
the
can't
exclusive.
Say realtor and mean all agents.
Okay.
All realtors are agents, but not all agents are realtors. Okay, so there's a difference. It's a membership organization. We're held to a code of ethics,
right.
Which frankly, you can see some of the people who don't hold themselves to a code of ethics. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. A lot of us get kind of consternated about
Boy,
that.
Boy, Ross Mary, she got all fired up over that one, didn't she?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a bit.
Yeah. Well, it's a distinction. It's a real distinction.
Oh,
and I've been a proud realtor for 13 years and for good reason. And a lot of the agencies around here require it. Again, for good reason, because when you have the folks who are a little more on the questionable side of things, or you get all these newbies in who don't know what's going on, you want to have another thing besides just the lowest common denominator of law and the MLS rules to abide by. So anyhow, these guys, and that's the thing, agents across the nation aren't the ones running all the statistics. The association is. Part of our membership dues goes towards them doing research all the time. So Lawrence put a lot of this together, and just on a national basis, I mean, we've been talking about what the rates are here in terms of supply and demand. And across the nation, we've been running into the same issue where if you looked at numbers a year ago, let's see, the median number of days on market has fallen from more than half over the last 4 years. It was from 98 days to 46 days. And in many areas of our Seattle market, we're sub 1 month.
Right.
So this is actually becoming a big problem. Part of this article also was really getting into the fact that it's housing shortage because of the lack of inventory, not from resale, but new construction. And it kind of killed me because the name of his article was "If You Build It, They Will Come." And what we're going to do a show in the future about this, talking about the points that he makes in this article, because he's talking about, hey, builders, you got to get your act together. People need this and we need to get the prices down. I don't see that happen in Seattle for a price adjustment. That's not what they're going to be into it for. They're making really good money right now. But we'll talk about that another time. And when we get back, we'll be talking to Four Generals Brewing. Thanks for listening to Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.